Bob Marley and the Wailers, Talking Blues. This is a piece that Carlton Bartlett wrote with his brother. And, of course, he was the great reggae drummer who was a partner with Bob Marley, one of the Wailers, who was shot and killed in this day in 1987 outside of his home in Kingston, Jamaica. The man who created the one-drop rhythm, this incredible percussive drumming style that he created, and left us a day, so we've been playing lots of the songs that he put together. Loved his work. He's just one of our, he was brilliant. And so left us much too soon, so we hear his songs today. And let me just say before we jump into our conversation here, there's one thing I wanted to read that actually from our last discussion, but I didn't see it when it came in by email. I just have to share it with you. It has to do with jobs and getting jobs in our world and our community. My dear friend, who's a guest on the show many times, Jeff Singer, who founded Healthcare for the Homeless, sent this in. He said, I believe Gandhi said, the quote is, teach a person to look for a job, and she'll look and look. Give a person a job, and she'll work. So leave that thought from our last hour. Thank you, Jeff Singer, for that. And remind you, as we end this conversation, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From school funding to Common Core, you can learn about the important issues affecting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at MarylandEducators.org. That's one word, MarylandEducators.org, or go on to SteinerShow.org and click on the Maryland State Education Association's banner. It's all right there. Well, it's that time of the month, which means Chauncey Whitehead is in the house.
I'm here.
Chauncey Whitehead is a fitness professional and owner of CDW Health and Wellness. Someone just played the piano. Lifestyles and community fitness activist who brings the notion of fitness and health to our communities unselfishly all through town, not to make $1 million, but to help this town become healthy. And, of course, if Chauncey's here, that means our other guest of the month is here, the wonderful, lovely, incredible, powerful Miss Ernestine Shepherd, personal trainer, professional model, world's oldest competitive bodybuilder at 77. We'll have to add another year into that pretty soon.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Ernestine. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you.
You never know what you're going to have. You just look lovely all the time.
Yes.
And Rhonda Silva joins us in studio. She's division administrator for the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland's Marlene and Stuart Greenebaum Cancer Center. Rhonda Silva manages the program that provides free breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer screenings for uninsured women and men from the ages of 40 to 64 living in Baltimore City, and then also offers them free care after, which we'll talk about.
Absolutely.
As well. And this Saturday, reminding that Chauncey and Miss Ernestine team up with BCCP for their monthly walk open to anyone to promote cancer awareness and screens. We'll talk about that as well. I was there for the last walk, and if my knees let me, I'll be there for this walk.
We'll push you around, Mark. I'll push you.
I ain't being pushed.
Oh, I hear that.
I'm not ready to be pushed. So, join us here at 410-319-8888. So, Chauncey, lead us off.
Good morning, Baltimore. Good morning, Mark, and good morning to everyone in here. We just would like to say that we're very, very delighted that we're going to be walking our 10th consecutive walk. We walked through the summer, the fall, the cold, long winter, and we're here for our 10th walk. And this walk, we're going to be joined by the Baltimore Cancer Program, because we want to walk and we want to fellowship, but we also want to give out information for people, you know, to try to live. You know, my mantra is trying to build a healthier patient. So working with healthcare professionals and fitness professionals to accomplish Miss Ernestine and I's dream of just helping people to still live healthier.
You know, I think that this is so important. Just as before we bring Rhonda Silva into the conversation, just to get some of the way so I can see Rhonda. That's your bat's better. So is to talk about this, the 10th month in a row that you two,
exactly,
Miss Ernestine, yes, and Chauncey have done these walks every month. They're growing.
Indeed so.
Right?
Yes. We had 125 people last
yes,
month.
Yes, 125, to include you, Mark.
And I was there, yeah. We were yes, both there, walking away. And I think that it's important, because this is this walk that takes place through Druid Hill Park. And as you said, Chauncey, your focus all the time is different health professionals coming in to deal with our health, our diet, our physical exercise, marrying them in this way that kind of culminates in this monthly walk.
Right, because, you know, I've been told that sometimes a patient will tell their fitness professional and their hairdresser more than they would tell their healthcare professional. So it's my job to make sure that that I can bridge that gap. And one of the things we're going to try to concentrate on this Saturday is for anybody that is interested in the screenings or just finding out where they stand as it relates to the cancer, that we've got some information, some literature, and a table out there for you.
So let me tell Rhonda, welcome. Good to have you in the studio with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
So tell us about this program.
Well, my program is the Baltimore City Cancer Program, and we've been in existence for 12 years under the University of Maryland Marlene and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center. The Maryland Cigarette Restitution Fund is where we're funded through the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, along with the Avon Foundation, the Komen of Maryland, and also the Maryland Colorectal Cancer Program. All of these funds for the last 12 years have helped us go out into the community of uninsured or underinsured. So we're looking at health disparities throughout Baltimore City. And we want to educate people about the importance of screening, healthy living, reducing barriers, just like Chauncey just said. A lot of folks do not want to talk to their physicians. They'd rather talk to a friend, or they'd rather talk to someone who they're very comfortable with. And that's what my program is all about, to go out and kind of reduce some of those barriers, find out what are some of the issues, but also early detection saves lives.
That's true. And you've been a nurse for how long?
33 years.
And this is the program that you're running. So if a person comes to this program and you detect whether it's cervical cancer or colon cancer, what happens next?
Well, what we will do, we have a nurse case manager team. I have a staff of 12. I have community outreach workers, health educators, and also nurse case managers. I have two of those. What happens is once the patient is diagnosed with an abnormality, the nurse case manager will not let you fall through the cracks. They will call that patient. They will even go with that patient to the appointment. We provide transportation, and we are just there, and we won't let you go unless you tell us not to. We will walk with you. We will navigate you through the medical continuum all the way through to treatment.
Kind of sounds like what Miss Ernestine and I do when clients come to us.
We won't
let them go. We walk them right through, Rhonda.
You can't let them go because the fear is too great. And a lot of times patients will start to begin thinking about barriers. Oh, if I tell so-and-so, oh, no. Well, if I have surgery and open it up, the cancer will spread. No, it won't. And I think the most important thing is your nutritional level, which and exercise is so important
with this. Yes, indeed. Eating correctly is very, very important. Most people think, gee, I want to be able to be fit. I want to lose weight, but it starts in the kitchen.
Oh, yes.
That kitchen. And people say, well, gee, well, I'm eating correctly. I do this, I do that. But no, they're not. We were just talking to a young lady this morning, and what did she mention to you? She had diabetes.
Yes.
And what did she say? I'm trying to remember.
She was stating that she was going to start exercise. She's done a little bit, but will do more, and that she's going to try to change her habits after her braces come out.
After the braces come out. Well, it's most difficult. I can't tell people that it's easy to change your eating habits because it isn't. But my mantra is determined, dedicated, and disciplined. You use those three D's in any walk of life and really mean it. You will see a change in your life. And I will say this, my buddy who's sitting here, he had to have surgery. In fact, he had surgery last Thursday. The day before he had surgery, I said, buddy, we're going out for a nice long walk. Don't you know he went for that walk with me? We took him to the hospital. He had the surgery last Thursday at 7:30 in the morning. And he is up today sitting here in this radio station feeling very, very good. Now, I don't know whether he'd want to elaborate on what he did. Is that all right, Mark?
How am I going to say no?
Wally. Yeah, we're glad you're here, Wally.
Wally.
Yes, thank you for having me. Nonetheless, I really, truly didn't think too much about the operation. I said that this team of doctors nowadays have advanced so much in these areas that I felt it would have been 1, 2, 3. And sure enough, that's exactly what it was, because the following day I was up and around. So therefore, as it was, I'm glad that things were found the way it was found. My shoulder was being, having an MRI on my shoulder, actually. And in the one corner of the picture for my shoulder showed a dark area, and my doctor wanted to see what that was. So they did another MRI, and they saw that there was a dark area on my kidney. So they wanted to watch it. So this year, after a year's time of waiting to look at it again, they saw that it was slightly larger. So therefore, I said, since it wasn't that big, let's get rid of it. So I was ready to go. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I want to feel that I'm completely clear of anything that has to do with getting cancer.
Great.
I wouldn't be finding out about what was taken out until the first, as to whether it was benign or malignant. So therefore, I'm waiting till the first when I see the doctor again.
Well, let's hope it is benign.
Benign.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And speaking of that, someone just called in. Folks, you can join us here at 410-319-8888. Someone just called in asking, and didn't want to get on the air, but asking about the MRI and getting more information from the center. How does that work?
Okay. We at University of Maryland, once a patient is seen and to get a clinical breast exam or a PAP or a mammogram at that point, or a colorectal exam, my program is 410-328-HOPE, which is 4673. And I think it's important that at my program, we do all tests. If there's an MRI that's needed, a PET scan that's needed, CAT scan, you don't have to pay for that. We will pay for all of that.
Wow.
And so I'm encouraging all folks who are out there with no insurance. And I know that the deadline has passed, and I know that there won't be another enrollment until November. But if you are uninsured or underinsured between the ages of 40 and 64, please call my program. Mm-hmm. We will definitely set you up for this most important cancer screening. Again, early detection will save your life and also let you live longer.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
It's all about living longer.
Right, and living well.
Well
as you're living longer. So the last walk we had through George Hill Park that you all had, I mean, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's your walk, not mine. But you see it as our walk. The people's
walk, right?
Right?
The people's
yes,
walk.
Yes.
The community walk.
Community
the community walk. Health walk.
CNN shot this.
Oh, yes. CNN came in to shoot. And Mama Ernestine, I'm going to let you talk about CNN.
Well, as Ms. Ernestine does that, we're going to connect to our website some of the video clips of Ms. Ernestine when she was with Oprah and Sharon Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Who were just blown away
Sharon
by Ms.
Stone. Sharon Stone was speechless.
Speechless.
She was
awe of Ms. Ernestine.
She was speechless.
It was unbelievable. And Wally was in the shot.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
he was.
I'm not sure what Wally was doing. He was shimmying. He might have been listening to Bob Marley and the Wailers in his head. Because Wally was on Oprah and he was shimmying. He was moving.
All right, Wally.
So CNN came out because they also wanted to follow Ms. Ernestine and got a chance to see what we did here.
And CNN was so thrilled to know that we had 125 people out there to do the walk. They were happy to even meet my son. I call him my son, my fitness son, Chauncey Whitehead, who has helped to enhance this walk. He has done so many tremendous things with me with this walk. Now, I don't know when it'll be shown, but I will let everyone know the exact date that it will be shown. And I just get so emotional when I talk about walking because it is so important. It does so many different things for you. It helps to control your weight.
Mm-hmm.
It reduces your risk of heart disease, reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. Also, reduce the risk of some cancers, and it strengthens your bones and muscles. And with the people that I train, I am 77 years of age. I do not train my people as if they are 30, 40, because we train differently.
That's right.
I mean, we have to be mindful. Not that we can't do it, but we want to be out there as long as we possibly can. So I don't put the stress on their bodies that a 30-year-old and 40-year-old can take. Now, don't think I'm saying that we are not strong. Again, I'm repeating, we are. But I want to stay out there, and I want my people out there. So I'm mindful of the way that I train them.
Oh, that's you know, that's right. That's why when Mark referred to the Oprah clip and you saw Brother Wally and all the other members in your class, they were exercising, but most importantly, Rhonda, they were having fun.
Fun,
you know,
right.
they were having fun. The comments that the women made. So exercise also, which is very important to the audience, is age appropriate and fitness level appropriate. That's why it's always important to check with your medical or
Absolutely.
Your health professional before starting any fitness program.
Yes.
Ms. Ernestine and I always try to impart that information on new people that are coming into exercise.
And also, I wanted to piggyback on what
okay.
Ms. Ernestine said. It also reduces stress.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're having a hard day, a
Woo!
Difficult day, stress reliever.
Yes.
It will really make a major difference. And stress also can bring on high blood pressure,
mm-hmm. yes.
all of those other elements that you don't need in your system.
Yeah, and that's so true. I mean, one of the things that always happens, I think it's important to point out here, because we all, I included, very much included, can say, I don't want to work out today. I don't feel like this. I'm going to go see Chauncey. I don't feel like it today. I'm
yeah.
tired. Don't want to do it. And Valerie, my wife, always says, Mark, every time you see Chauncey and work out, you come out feeling so much better.
Yes.
Your mood
yes.
is up. Everything's yes. elevated. You're just smile on your face because you've gone through this exercise, and it just gets you rolling.
That's right.
And that's true. I mean, even when you don't want to do it, even if you go out there for a half an hour on your own or with somebody and just work at
that's
it.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
You know, come home at night, and before you have that glass of wine, which I've been working on really hard, I have, is coming home at night, instead of pouring a big glass of wine, just go down to the basement and get on my elliptical
that's right.
and go
All
for
right.
20 minutes
oh.
and get that sweat just rolling off your body.
Yay, very
and
good.
Then you don't even want it. Then you're kind of chilled and relaxed. And uh-huh. Nothing wrong with a glass of wine. I'm not saying anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying that, you know, that exercise really getting it out, because we don't live a life. Most of us do not live lives of that are physical.
That's right. That's physical right. movement anymore.
So we have to find it because we don't have. Human beings are used to moving and moving and moving,
yes.
but we live in a world where we don't do that. So we've got to put it into our world to make that happen for ourselves.
And that is definitely, Mark, one of the things we try to promote in our walk is we want to promote fellowship and fun too.
Oh, yes.
We, you know, you remember one of the walks you came out, Mark. Next thing you know, you've walked 1 mile, 2 miles, talking
mm-hmm.
to each other. You might even ask the question. You know, have you had a checkup? We want people to walk and fellowship and have fun together because we don't live the type of mobile lives
right.
that our grandfathers
right.
and grandmothers, mothers have led. And we wanted to make sure we give people the consistency. There are walks and runs that take place once a year.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted people to have something to look forward to once a month, that every month we know that the Community Health Walk sponsored by Ms. Ernestine is going to take place in Druid Hill Park.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you something to shoot for, that every month, at the very least, I know I'm going to get 1 to 5 miles in with some good information along the way.
Right.
And also, when you're walking like that, when you're walking with a group of people, they can tell someone else.
That's right.
Yes.
Of the fun that they have. So we can grow this and let people know that it's okay. It's fun.
Exactly, Rhonda.
And it is fun. That the collective walk is fun because everybody does it at their own pace. This is not a race.
It's not a race.
It's not a race, and I want to say that we've had support from the city in our efforts to try to get the community walking. This is a non-sanctioned, this is a non-registration. There's no registration fee. There's not. Well, we do want to make sure that you stay within your level of fitness,
right.
but it's about the community. We want to try to promote, when you're not walking with us, to ask a friend, ask a relative, a loved one to go out for a walk. Just go out for a mm-hmm. walk and talk. Talk and walk.
And if you see adults walking, maybe the youth will begin to see how great that is. Because during my day, we stayed outside until the street lights came on.
All day. And tried to push it even further.
Absolutely. I would love to see children back in outside. I know that the times have changed and it's much more dangerous, but
we think it is.
But I would love to see more kids away from the PlayStations, mm-hmm. away from the TVs, and outside.
Yes.
You know, Rhonda, you mentioned that I have a client where I train. I have two clients and I train their children also. So this Saturday, I've had the kids push their parents. So they're bringing their parents to our wall.
Fantastic.
I've had the kids. One mother told me today that she took off from work because her son has said that he wants to be at the walk. And so now that's what makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. The child was able to convince the mother mm-hmm. that it was important to come to Miss Ernestine's walk. And she took off from work. And so she'll be out there. Yes. And that's what it's all about. And you're absolutely right, mm-hmm. Rhonda. And that's what we want to do. Let the kids mm-hmm. lead.
Yeah, one of the things it's important to say in Druid Hill Park also when we're out there to these walks is that the community who lives around Druid Hill Park uses that park constantly. You get up, you're out there early in the morning, people are walking, they're running, they're cycling.
Walking the dogs.
People are just in groups walking.
Yeah. Playing basketball early in the morning.
It's a good thing. It's a good feeling mm-hmm. to see that, you mm-hmm. know. I mean, and I think that's encouraging more and more people who may not have a gym to go to.
That's right.
You can hit the park. And the park, you walk through Druid Hill Park. There are places to stop, to do chin-ups.
There are fitness stations.
Ooh. Fitness stations all across these walls in the park as well.
And I've noticed the other day I went on a little run. And the fitness stations, I can see families
little
using
run.
That as... Yeah,
yes.
little mm-hmm. run.
Oh, 20 miles?
15. And it's good to see, like you said, Mark, the families coming out, the mother with the stroller, but she may have two other kids. They stop at the fitness stations, and they use the fitness stations. So if they walk all the way around and they stop at every fitness station, as Miss Ernestine, Mama Steen knows mm-hmm. and I, mm-hmm. that you've walked at least a mile and a quarter, and you've probably done some body weight exercises that you would not have done, but you had your family with you. The baby in the stroller was not an excuse because you can stroll her around.
Mm-hmm. We
and
see
stroll
that.
Him. And we see mm-hmm. that all the time. That's what we love about all the parks in the Baltimore City area.
Yeah, but Baltimore's blessed with parks.
True.
Yes.
Truly.
And through that walk, hopefully, we can begin to transition to how important nutrition is.
Yes,
along
ma'am.
Along with that walking.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Definitely. We have one of our team members, Angela, again, who is a registered dietitian and nutritionist, that probably would be sitting in that chair right where you are, Rhonda.
That's right.
So we try to promote all of the levels of health and wellness. You know, the nutrition. Nutrition is the big. Just because you're walking doesn't mean you can go back and have some buttermilk fried chicken, which
Absolutely.
I had last week. But in moderation.
But now I've got a new recipe for you.
Oh, here we go.
We did a show and learned this recipe about buttermilk fried chicken.
Oh my goodness.
Baked and not fried.
Okay.
And it tastes just like fried chicken.
Baked but not fried, Rhonda.
Uh-huh.
Baked but
without
all the fat
inside, but it's still but it tastes like fried chicken. The way you make it and just put it in there. That's so there are ways of eating fried chicken without all the grease.
Great walking idea. Oh, maybe sometime in the summer we get one of the chefs, we come on out and we have walk, and then this mm-hmm. time we invite the culinary people to find some healthy ways to cook.
Right.
We are only limited by our imagination. I believe that would be great for something like August. You know, so Mark, you got a great idea.
And the other thing is the farmers market, they are spreading out through Baltimore
Ooh.
City. There's so many venues that they are now at that you can really get some nice fresh vegetables and fruits and things at a reasonable price.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Rhonda. And I think the season kicked off under the Falls Way a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Yeah.
So then before we get with this weekend, this Saturday, Chauncey and Ms. Ernestine team up with the Baltimore City Cancer Program from the University of Maryland's Cancer Center. And their monthly walk, open to everyone, promote cancer awareness and screenings, have a great fun and 5-mile walk. What time does it begin?
At 8 o'clock promptly, but we ask everybody to get there at 7:30 so we can warm up, stretch, get the advisories, and greet and love each other.
We have a question from a listener, so we'd like to take that before we run out of time at 410-319-8888. And Benjamin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Mark. You always give a wonderful program whenever I can get to you. Listen, Mark, I have 3 fractures in my vertebrae. I'm waiting, trying to lose weight. I used to be an 18-wheeler. I can't do everything I'm supposed to do, because public transportation, that's what I have to deal with, or wait for someone to pick me up. Now, public transportation is not good. When they jerk me around, I hurt. When I pick up things, I hurt. Now, what is it that I can possibly do for this? I was in an accident in 2011, and I've been coming to Johns Hopkins in Lutherville. They're giving me the steroid shots, but I can't get them but so often. But, you know, I'm still having problems. Fractures don't heal like...
No, they don't. They're tough. You still there, Benjamin?
Say that again?
I'm sorry. I thought we left just for a minute. So let me see if we only have a couple of minutes. So
good morning, Benjamin. With your condition, I believe I need to tell you to speak with your medical professional and relate the same information you gave us. Because if you're having problems with transportation because of that vertebrae, there's no information that I could give you because I don't know your medical history and your background. Mm-hmm. I don't have those qualifications. So please ask your doctor those same questions, and I'm sure your doctor would be able to refer you the correct transportation.
Yes. Anything more to say?
Yes. And again, I think it's so important because he or she has all of your history. Mm-hmm. Because if there's any possibility that you could get disability due to this, and you will be able to hopefully get transportation through mobility.
Right.
But please check with your physician and go from there.
And a lot of it, as you were saying, Benjamin, I heard you say about weight and health. I mean, the idea of doing things, whether it's swimming or and changing the way you eat and eating less, and kind of just it takes a lot. It's not easy to get into that rhythm.
No, it's not.
No, it's but not.
But
you
can't. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle change. And those things take a while. And don't get frustrated, and and you can do it. So I really feel for you, and I think that you should.
Don't give up, Benjamin.
Don't give up.
No.
Now, what should people wear on Saturday?
Wear
if
something.
They've never been before.
Something loose. It's going to be 45 in the morning, so a nice loose sweatsuit, a sweatshirt, and just have a positive attitude, and they're going to be fine. It's not going to be that cold.
Be there before 8 a.m., 7:45.
7:30.
Make sure your shoes fit.
That's right.
And make sure your shoes fit, and they meet at what part of the park?
We
again?
Meet at the tennis court and the basketball area at Druid Hill Park.
So it's always great to have you two on the air with us, Chauncey Whitehead and Ms. Ernestine Shepherd. We'd love to see you both. Dear friends, good to have you here. Lovely to meet you, Rhonda Silva.
Thank you.
And Wally said something at last on the air, which was good to see.
Great, great to see you.
Pleasure to be here.
Because you're not a man short on words, so this good. Let me know. So this Saturday, so good. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate it.
And reminding you of two things. First, I'm reminding you, too, if you can go to Forest Park Senior Center tonight at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue for the mayoral forum put on by the NAACP and the local Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. And it's a forum. Starts at 6 o'clock. And my dear friend and fellow co-host here, Anthony McCarthy, is moderating that panel, so you want to check that out. Reminding the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you, and money comes back in the end. More information at www.mecu.com. And again, in honor of the great reggae drummer and percussionist Carlton Barrett of the Wailers, we are going to play a bit more here. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Stare It Up. Great song.
Oh, yes,
that's what we need to do in this society. We want to make some changes. Stare It Up.
All right.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Alex Boston. You can hear and podcast this show again and hear our past shows for information about our guests, like the walk that's happening this Saturday, by going to our website at steinershow.org. You can also download and listen to all of our podcasts now on iTunes. So for Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, stay tuned for Michelle Martin and Tell Me More. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.